Testing, testing. Alrighty. How's it going, everybody? Today is December 15th, 2023. I have not made an episode of the Catholicism in the Car podcast for, I believe, over 6 months at this point. And I want to kind of give an explanation here of why that has been. There's been a lot of different factors going on, some pretty personal, some really just practical. I guess to first off start on the lightest parts, the practical issues was the AC in my car went out, and as we got into summer, it just got really, really difficult for me to be in my car with the windows down. I took my car to our mechanic, and he said, well, you got to find a specialist, and I just haven't had the time, nor have I cared enough to fix the AC. I'm the type of person that, I mean, I can deal with heat, and it doesn't bother me all that much, and having the windows down in the summer is really nice. So, but one of the downsides of all that was that I wasn't really able to do any recording because, I mean, as you all probably know, listeners of the podcast, my audio quality is not the best anyway, so it would be completely undiscernible if I had the windows down in my car while I was driving. So on a practical note, that was one of the big reasons why throughout the summer I did not record any episodes. But then also last spring, as many of you probably will remember, I had been working for the Indiana Department of Transportation as a land surveyor, and the position I had, the department required me to snowplow. And on my last day of snowplowing, there was a massive storm, whiteout conditions. I mean, the worst storm I had been in up until that point. And I was driving down one of the roads plowing, and I completely lost where I was. I thought I was much farther east on the road, and at the western end of the road there was a T-intersection, and I blew completely through that T-intersection, and I went into a field, and it completely freaked me out. I was very skeptical of doing that snow plowing in the first place. The reason I was able to kind of swallow the bullet at the time was because I was wanting to work for the government, kind of fleeing the private sector because I had worked in a job where I did not have good work-life balance at all, and it wasn't good for my family. And so I kind of went on an opposite side of the spectrum and took a government job, which, as many of you probably know, government jobs are very well known for having amazing work-life balance. Sometimes some people say there isn't work-life balance in the government, it's just life, and then you sometimes work when you maybe feel like it, and work really plays a secondary role to life. And I think that is true, and I'm not saying that's bad at all, it's not. But I worked there for the Indiana Department of Transportation for a year and a half. And I did one season of snow plowing, and I couldn't do another one. I knew that to do another one of those seasons, I just kind of felt like psychologically I couldn't take it. I actually went to counseling. I was kind of worried that I had not PTSD, but some sort of kind of an anxiety thing I needed to get over from the trauma, I guess you could say, of that crash. I mean, relatively, it wasn't very much trauma, but to me, it was. It was one of the most traumatic things that has happened to me in my life. And I have to say, like, I wasn't physically hurt or anything, but for a good few seconds there, I thought I was gonna die. When I went through that intersection into the field, you know, like I said, I didn't really know where I was. And I didn't know what was going on, and the truck kind of went over a hill and went down into the field, and it broke a part of the plow. I got like written up for it and stuff, and even though it was, you know, completely accidental, it just really, really freaked me out. I had a really hard time recovering from that throughout the rest of the spring and the entire summer. I was just really, really on edge and anxious all the time. I have to say that experience contributed probably more than anything else, more than the fact that I didn't have AC in my car. It contributed to me not doing the podcast for that amount of time until now. I really, really had a difficult time coping with that trauma. And like I said, I went to counseling for it, and I had about six or seven counseling sessions, and really, really helped. And through that, I was kind of able to discern that I needed to leave the Indiana Department of Transportation and find another job. So I spent a good 2 months searching for the right job. I mean, I'm a land surveyor. Land surveyors are in incredibly, incredibly high demand right now. You can almost name your price for jobs. But the thing is because land surveyors are in high demand, it's really difficult to find a job that gives any semblance of work-life balance outside of the public sector, the government jobs. And there weren't any government jobs in my area besides the one that I was in for my field. So the private sector was really my option going back, and I was really trying to look for a position that I could thrive in, but that wouldn't be too utterly grueling in, you know, the amount of hours I needed to put in. So I started a new job in downtown Fort Wayne, Indiana, and it's been really great so far. I'm 3 weeks in. Things are going really, really well. I'm a manager, which I've never been a manager before. I've never had employees under me, direct reports. But it's going really, really great. I'm learning a lot. The type of work is something that I really, really enjoy. It's actually exactly what I was looking for. The type of work is exactly what I was looking for and hoping for. And then, you know, my boss was able to get me really good PTO and benefits and stuff. And so far I've been very, very pleased with the amount of work-life balance. This is my first like salaried job, like truly salaried job. So, kind of having that freedom to work whenever I need to, really just getting projects done is the goal. It's not getting in a certain amount of hours or needing to be there from any certain amount of time. It's just as long as I get my projects done. The hours might be longer, they might be shorter. It just depends. But the amount of freedom that comes with that, I didn't really expect, and I didn't understand that about salaried positions, and or at least this type of like strict salary position. So that's been really, really good, honestly. I mean, again, I'm 3 weeks in, a lot could happen, but so far it's honestly been a healing experience for me. I think I would say, insofar as I left my previous job to the Indiana Department of Transportation, NDOT was a healing experience for me from my previous job. And hopefully this current job will be a healing experience from the Indiana Department of Transportation and having snow plowed and all that fun stuff. Yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted to make this episode just to give you guys an update of where I'm at. And because I've really been pretty quiet on my podcast. I haven't made any episodes since the witness I gave, my vocation story that I gave to the Solanus Casey Society back in the spring. That was the last episode that I made. So hopefully I can kind of gear back up and get some things pumping out. I doubt I'm going to be able to pump out episodes to the amount that I was before, but hopefully I can do this on a more regular basis. So that's kind of my goal. That's where I'm at. Forgive me, I'm doing this episode without video. Because it's nighttime. I'm going over to help my mother-in-law let out her chickens. or not let them out, but put them, it's nighttime, put them back in their pen. So she's out doing something and asked if we could help her out. My wife is home with the kids, our 2-year-old just got over a sickness, and now the baby, the 3-month-old, is getting sick, and that's not fun. So please pray for my wife and our baby. Kiara is her name, 3 months old. So, you know, I've had a lot of changes since the last time I made an episode. We had a baby in September, early September. So now we have 2 kids, family of 4. It's pretty awesome. I switched jobs in late November. I switched jobs, and we're actually planning on moving houses. Not really like out of the general area of Fort Wayne, but just so I can get closer to work. I have about a 35 to 40 minute commute right now, and that's just not doable for the long term. My NDOT job, the commute was about 30 minutes, and that was pushing it for me. So this job being that 10 minutes longer each way is really pushing it, and we're outgrowing our house. We have a very, very tiny house, like a 1,300 square foot house, one bathroom, 2 bedrooms, and a loft, and we're just kind of quickly outgrowing it. There's no space in this house. We have 1 closet, and yeah, there's really no storage. So we're planning on moving, talking with the realtor, and we're hoping to get things fixed up. Really, this episode is just to give you guys an update of where I'm at, why I've kind of been on a hiatus, and how I see things going forward. Like I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to make episodes to the amount, the frequency that I had been doing hitherto this point, to use a old English word there. But I do hope to do it, to start being a little bit more consistent. Maybe every other week or something, throw out an episode, we'll see. So I've, in this time that I have not been making episodes, I've had a lot of these life changes and things, but I've still been doing a lot of research, a lot of reading about the faith, and particularly issues regarding the magisterium and issues between conservative and traditionalist Catholics, those sorts of things. The magisterium fascinates me, that whole subject, and what are the limits of magisterial authority? What are the limits to assent and that Catholics have towards the magisterium? I really hope to kind of get back into that topic, because that's what I've been doing a deep dive on. And after I'm done with this drive, I'm actually going to go home and I'm going to sit down and make a video, kind of share my screen and all that. We'll look through some kind of key points that I've found magisterially with documents on things. And I think one of the really key things that I've been learning is particularly about assent to non-definitive teachings of the magisterium, basically those teachings that are not infallible, or contingent upon an infallible teaching. So teachings that can be changed, that are reformable. What is our assent to those sorts of teachings, and how do you know that a certain teaching of the church is authoritative, but yet not definitive, not infallible, right? How do you know that difference, as opposed to something that's just like, you know, an opinion being thrown out there? And then what sort of assent do we owe to those sorts of non-definitive teachings? So that'll be my next episode. I don't know if it may actually come out before this one, because these audio episodes are actually a little bit more difficult for me to do, because they take more editing time, right? When I'm the episodes that I do in the car, I gotta filter out a lot of stuff, and we'll see if I can get it out in the proper like chronological order that I put them in. But if not, know that it's either gonna be right before this episode or directly after. So just look for that. But yeah, it's good to be back, insofar as I can say that, talking into a microphone. But it's good to be back. I hope that I can kind of get back into this stuff. And I really care about the church, and particularly I want Catholics to be firm in their faith and hope and love, be firm in the theological virtues as regards the authority of the church and of particular leaders within the church. I think that there is a lot of dissent going on, as opposed to assent. I think there's a lot of dissent going on, especially in America right now, as regards kind of this era with Pope Francis. And I think I have a pretty balanced opinion on this, honestly, but I know lots of people disagree with me. So, you know, stay tuned for going through a lot of those issues, for me going through a lot of these issues with you guys. You know, the episodes that I do in the car are going to be me spitballing stream of consciousness, given the resources I know off the top of my head. And then hopefully I'll be able to do more episodes where I can just sit down at the computer and record and share my screen and actually go through source documents with you guys and all that. Because, you know, reading primary sources of the magisterium is really my wheelhouse right now, and has been for quite some time. Really almost the entire time that I've been doing this podcast, that has been my personal love, is just reading primary source documents of the magisterium, whether all the ecumenical councils or papal documents. You know, I've, as you guys know from past episodes, I've been doing a lot of reading on all of this. It's, you know, now just trying to connect the dots and put things together and figure out, you know, in light of recent magisterial developments, I guess you could say, or recent magisterial interventions in current events, I think that a lot of light can be shed on these things. So yeah, that's kind of why I'm here, what I'm thinking. God bless you guys, those of you who are listening to this and have followed me and have been patiently awaiting me to kind of restart what's going on here with the Catholicism in the Car podcast. So I want to thank you guys. Please remember, if you think about it, I do still have a Patreon and a GoFundMe page and a lot of different ways that you can support me. You can support me through anchor.com or what is now Spotify podcast. So you know, you can go to catholicisminthecar.com and click on the support page and find all the ways that you can support me. Honestly, any kind of monetary support that you can give is immensely helpful, because particularly for me to afford subscriptions to the AI editing software that's out there called WiseCut, kind of giving a shameless plug for them, but that software is incredibly, incredibly helpful in allowing me to give you guys quality videos and quality audio. It does the best out of anything I've been able to find at filtering out background noise, which is something that is inescapable in doing a podcast in the car. And it also cuts out a lot of the mess ups that I make and the pauses that I make. And that just saves me an immense amount of time and allows me to get out more and more content more quickly. So any way that you guys can support me, that's really one of the things that support money will go towards, is paying for that subscription, just so that I can continue doing this more effectively. All right. God bless y'all, and I will see you in the next episode.